Welcome to the Blue Jays From Away podcast, episode 56.
Got this force coming through in my blood, in my veins, it's a current of love.
Today on the podcast, we turn our focus to Rookie League Bluefield Blue Jays with interviews from Matt Morgan, Bradley Jones, and Kyle Weatherly. Sit back, ladies and gentlemen, take a listen, and get your Blue Jays on. It's the Blue Jays From Away podcast. Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. We are brought to you by the 2016 Toronto Blue Jays Minor League Handbook and the premium content section of Blue Jays From Away. This year's edition features profiles of over 200 players in the Toronto Blue Jays organization, while giving you all of the info you need to follow the Blue Jays minor leaguers in action. The premium content section has photos, videos, and scouting reports to supplement the profiles. The 2016 Blue Jays Minor League Handbook and the Blue Jays From Away premium content section. We've got you covered. Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by Matt Morgan, catcher for the Bluefield Blue Jays. Welcome to the podcast, Matt.
Thanks for having me, my man.
So, Matt, this is your second year here in Bluefield. What, you know, how are you enjoying the season? I guess the club is hovering around 500. So how's the season going for the Bluefield Blue Jays?
You know, we got a really good group of guys here, and we got a lot of talent on this team with, especially you got all the hype surrounding Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and then me returning and kind of taking on like a veteran role, which I'm not. I mean, I'm still learning just like everybody else. But at the same time, we got a good group of guys and things click. But it's baseball. It's ups and downs. But all in all, it's a good season in Bluefield this year.
And you mentioned that you're returning and you're one of the leaders on the team. And what's that like? And especially for a catcher, I think catchers are often expected to have a leadership role. So how do you sort of manage that?
You know, I don't really want to be like getting on guys' butts leader. Like, I'm just kind of like the guy. Like, if somebody's doing something wrong and something I can help them with, then I'm going to help them in any way I can. Just kind of like knowing the game and the way Dennis manages and the way Tony manages pitchers and working with my pitching staff and stuff like that. Just little stuff that maybe a young guy wouldn't know yet in Pro Bowl.
And this year you're having a lot more success, especially throwing runners out behind the plate. What can you attribute that? Have you been working with anyone in particular on your footwork, on your skills behind the plate?
You know, I took it every season, obviously, is an opportunity to better yourself from the last season. And this off season, I did a lot of work on speed training with my guys at Godspeed at home. And then through spring training and then through extended, I got to work with the older catchers as well as Salvasano and Ken Huckabee and our high A manager. You know, there's not really a certain thing that I worked on. It was just my whole catching game. But that was definitely something that I like to focus on because in high school I threw well. So I just wanted to get that tool back and to put it to use. And I've been doing a good job of it this year. And there's still some things that I'm working on.
Now, again, they say catchers take a little bit longer to develop, especially with the bat, because they're spending so much time on their defense. You know, how have you sort of taken to that? Are you feeling any pressure to put up offensive numbers? Are you looking to work on your defense first?
I mean, there's always, I wouldn't say it's pressure, but there's always an expectation to hit. And being a high school kid who really didn't have any struggles through my high school game, Hitting's been an adjustment period for me, and it's still adjustment period, and I'm still making adjustments. Like this season, there's still a lot of season left, and I'm confident where my swing's at right now. But as far as like all the coaches and stuff, they've really instilled the defense first mentality as far as for all of our catchers, and hitting's a plus right now because that'll come around with age, obviously. So yeah, me personally, I take all my pride in my defense. Offense is also a bonus for me too. So I'm not going to say I don't work on it because I work really hard on hitting also, but defense is definitely a priority.
Now, you mentioned you're a high school guy and you were drafted in the fourth round by the Blue Jays coming out of high school, and I think that was in Tennessee, was it? Not Tennessee.
Alabama.
That was Alabama, right? Thorsby, Alabama?
Thorsby, Alabama.
There we go. I was thinking T and yeah. Tennessee, Thorsby. So coming out of Thorsby, Alabama into the pro game, what was like the biggest surprise, especially with the bat, coming into the professional ranks?
In high school, I had my high school season where the competition was about average, and then summer ball was about 3 or 4 months out of the year where you actually see plus pitching, and that's not even every day. And then you get to pro ball, and it's every day you're seeing a good arm, a live arm, good off-speed pitches, that kind of thing. So the adjustment period of being able to just not rely on pure talent, actually have to have an approach and a thought process in the box, was probably the biggest adjustment.
Now, obviously, you know, this is a very interestingly composed roster in that you have, I guess, three larger groups of players. You know, you have guys who are coming out of high school, who have been in pro ball for a year or two now, maybe even three. You've got guys coming out of college and it's their first taste, and you have also some guys coming out of Latin American countries who, for them, you know, this is the first time out of the cocoon of the complex. Mm-hmm. You know, how does everybody get along here in Bluefield, and do you feel like, you know, there are that sort of the groups of players are transcended just by individual personalities?
Everybody on this team has their own personality, and these personalities on this team really do get along. And I mean, you want to hear that from any ball club, but especially this one. Like, we have a really fun, really high energy group of guys. Everybody gets along, Latin guys and American guys. We have the countryest guy on our team who loves all the Hispanic guys, and so I mean, everybody gets along, and it's a lot of fun. So the few guys that I have played with and gotten out of the complex, it's obviously a nice breath to get out of the complex baseball things. So everybody's adjusted to it well, and we're just trying to play good baseball every day. And that's the key thing. It's still the same game, no matter from high school to the big leagues. It's the same game that we're playing. But that's one thing. The group of guys we have a lot of fun. We try to play as relaxed and non-pressure as possible. And Dennis does a good job of keeping it fun for us. So that's one big thing. We have a lot of fun.
Now, people tell me that, you know, relief pitchers especially, but generally pitchers, they're kind of their own breed, and they sort of stick together a lot. And position players, I guess they sort of respect that. But for a catcher, do you sort of have more to do with some of the pitchers than, let's say, other position players do?
Yeah, it's funny because we make, like, me and the catchers make jokes. And we'll have our first group of BP where the catcher are already in. And the other guys, like the position player, outfielders, infielders, they'll hit with us some days. And it kind of interchanges, and they're like, man, you guys are weird. I'm just like, dude, we hang around pitchers all day. And this is our only taste to be able to be a position player for a little while, so we just let it all go. So they always kind of make fun of us. But, yeah, it's different, but at the same time, like, we have fun with it. Pitchers are pitchers, and position players are obviously position players. So if you ask a pitcher who's a better hitter, they're obviously better hitters than we are, and all position players are better pitchers than pitchers are. So that's kind of one thing that we get going around.
Well, I hear there was a position player who pitched earlier in the year.
Wandy Mendoza.
And there's Wandy Mendoza. And so how did you catch him? And if so, you know, how did he look compared to the pitchers?
that was our 20-inning game. And I came out in the 17th. I got walked and got pinch ran for. And Cameron O'Brien, our other catcher, he caught him. And we were on the side. And, I mean, he was kind of struggling to find a strike zone. So we had a couple pitchers chirping him there for a little while, but he ended up finding the strike zone. He got a couple punch outs too, so everybody was really excited about it. But he loved his curveball, but if I'm gonna be honest, his curveball is probably pretty below average.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I mean, there are a couple of other position players in the Jays system who have pitched this year, and one of them is Jason Leblebigian. Mm-hmm. I think he pitched up in Double A, and we've seen it in the majors too with Darwin Barney and Ryan Goins, who is now back in Buffalo working his way back to Toronto. What about you? Did you ever have aspirations to pitch as a catcher? Did they ever let you pitch in high school?
Oh, in high school? Yeah, I had. I ended up, funny story, my junior year, there was a senior catcher at a high school down the road, and he made the all-county team as a catcher. And I ended up making the all-county team as a pitcher my junior year. And it was kind of funny to me because we were both catchers. So we both made the team, but I ended up being a pitcher, and he was the catcher. So that was a funny thing. And I pitched I started my seventh grade year on varsity at other school, and I pitched. So I pitched all through high school. And then I had a little shoulder or elbow problem when I was younger. But I closed my senior year, and that's – at Pro Bowl, they were like, yeah, you're done pitching for good. I had a scout come, and they watched me pitch. And I don't know. I did okay, I guess. And then I came off the field, and he was like, you know, I didn't know you pitched. I know you said that you pitched, but I just watched it. And you're going to be done pitching after this year. I was like, all right, fair enough.
But do you ever have those moments where, you know, put me in, coach, I can do this?
Oh, absolutely. And then, like, I would catch six innings in high school in a close game. I'd be begging coach to put me in and let me pitch, because I mean, that's just the competitiveness in me. I just wanted to get the ball and try to get those last three outs for my team. But yeah, I enjoyed what little pitching I did do, and it's fun. It's a little change of pace from catching every day. And our high school coach loved it a lot too. He said I was a bulldog up there, which I enjoyed that.
So is that sort of what happens in the maturity process, is you sort of understand what you're good at and what you can really help the team? And I guess when you have such talented pitchers here, you know that they're going to be able to do a little better than you out there on the mound.
Absolutely, yeah. It's funny because all pitchers think they can hit, and all hitters think they can pitch, obviously. But it's funny because we have a few guys, so if they get two shutouts, they get to hit pitchers BP. And I told him that I was going to throw off the mound to him. And I can't say – I don't know how hard I throw or anything like that, but I think I have a pretty good shot against our pitchers if I pitched against them.
All right. Well, we have a catcher who, has had pitching aspirations in the past, but we're going to let you get back to your game prep. It's Matt Morgan, catcher for the Bluefield Blue Jays. Thanks for joining us, Matt.
Absolutely. I appreciate you having me.
White and cold, then you raise up your hands.
Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by Bradley Jones, infielder, because I think you've played more than just first base, but I've seen him at first base for the Bluefield Blue Jays.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here, you know, play first, and playing third tonight, so.
All right, so we've got a corner infielder at least for tonight, but I do know that you have a lot of flexibility, and I think that's, you have that in common with, I guess, a former teammate of yours who's in the Blue Jays system, and that's Gunnar Height.
Yeah, Gunnar. I played with him for 1 year at school back at the College of Charleston. You know, he's a really good guy. He always, you know, one of those guys you can look up to and just see how he plays the game and learn how to play the game the right way.
Well, I know that some of Gunnar's coaches really praise him for his ability to grind out at bats. And is that something that you're looking to do as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the thing that, you know, everybody, every hitter wants to do is just, you know, grind out at bats and hopefully get your pitch to hit, especially when you get to two strikes. Just grind it out, make them throw more pitches, and hopefully come away with a base hit.
Now, this is your first year in professional baseball, and you've landed here in Bluefield, I guess. You know, how were you reacting to that? What's the adjustment like, especially coming out of college?
You know, I mean, it's an adjustment, but, you know, baseball is a game of adjustments. You got to make adjustments every day. So, I mean, as far as the competition and, you know, the pitching, it's not too much different than college, just because, you know, when you're in college, you play powerhouse schools, and, you know, they got really good arms just like most of these teams out here. So it's just a matter of, you know, being on time every time and just trying to get a pitch to hit. But, I mean, baseball is just a game of adjustments. So that comes with no matter what level you play at.
And how are you enjoying life here in Bluefield? It's a little bit different than Charleston, South Carolina.
Yeah, it's a lot different than Charleston. But, you know, my hometown's kind of like Bluefield, though. It's small and just real quiet. Everybody knows everybody. So, I mean, it hasn't been too big of an adjustment just because, you know, I love being at home. I love, you know, this kind of atmosphere up here. So it's been nice.
And what can you tell us about your season, how it's going so far?
I think it's going well personally. You know, I've struggled, you know, here and there, but I mean, I think every player does, you know. So it's just about, you know, like you said earlier, grinding out at bats, just grinding out days and, you know, doing the most you can do for your teammates and the team to help, you know, help them win.
Now, have the Blue Jays staff, you know, done anything with you to help, you know, change your mechanics, change your approach, or just, you know, make things a little bit more polished with you since you've been drafted?
You know, not they haven't really worked with me as far as mechanically swinging or anything. You know, they think I got a good swing. It's just as far as, you know, battling with two strikes more, just being aggressive in the zone early. And, you know, really the thing they've worked on probably the most with me is probably just a little bit of footwork as far as defense and stuff, which, you know, I know that I need work on that, you know. So it's good that they realize that and we can come together and work on it.
Now, you're leading this team in home runs, I believe, and what is that like? Is it obviously guys don't set out to lead a team in home runs, but, you know, that when the home runs come, it's got to be because you're doing something right.
Yeah, I don't think there's more of a better feeling than, you know, squaring a ball up and seeing it go over the fence, you know. So it's nice to be leading the team, especially my first year in pro ball. You know, it's exciting, you know, just to get good pitches to hit. And when you put a good swing on it, you know it. So it's always a good feeling.
Now, is there anybody that you've modeled your game after or sort of looked up to, whether it was a major league player when you were growing up or a teammate or you know, even somebody, you know, from your hometown?
You know, I've not really modeled my game after anybody. I've just always looked up to my father, you know. He was just a real competitor, you know. He played slow pitch softball back home for 15, 20 years, you know. He was one of those guys that just got after a real good competitor. So, I mean, as far as like looking up somebody as far as baseball, no. But I looked to my father a lot as far as the competitor and how he went after the game.
And that's the second interview that Vladdy has tried to throw people off of. It's interesting you mentioned your father and playing some softball, because I noticed you along the sidelines throwing in a windmill motion, and it looked like you got some good hop on it. Did you ever play fast pitch softball?
No, I've never done that. My freshman year at school, my roommate, my freshman year, he was real good at it too. So we, you know, before the game, we'd just go out and goof around, and, you know, eventually both got real good at it and could throw it pretty hard that way. So it's just a thing I like to do, just to goof around and stuff.
Now, did you ever see any of the women's softball when you were playing? Was there sort of a camaraderie between the two teams, the baseball team and the women's softball team?
No, not really. I mean, they just kind of kept our distance from one another, not really interacted too much with them, so.
All right. So do you have any goals this year with the Bluefield Blue Jays for the rest of the year? Anything you want to do?
I mean, I think our obvious goal, you know, to make a playoffs and hopefully win the league. You know, I mean, that's everybody's goal. But, for me personally, just grind out bats at better, like we were talking about earlier, and, you know, see where it gets me and just keep trying to produce at the plate and playing good defense.
All right. Well, we're going to let you go. That's Bradley Jones from South Carolina, and he's leading the Bluefield Blue Jays in home runs, and hopefully will help make the team get into the playoffs here in the Appalachian League. Thanks very much for joining us, Bradley.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by Kyle Weatherly, pitcher for the Bluefield Blue Jays. Welcome.
How are you doing?
We're doing well. So you pitched yesterday. You started the game. I guess it was the second game of the day, but the actual originally scheduled game. How did you feel about your outing? You had one run against in five innings and a bunch of strikeouts. And how did you feel about the way things went yesterday?
You know, I thought it was one of my best games of the year so far. They've really been working on a new changeup with being a new slider. And today is the first time I've really thrown those two pitches with my fastball consistently. And I thought I was keeping the hitters off balance and just keeping my game or my team in it. And, you know, that's my goal, is just to let us have a chance to win at the end of the day. And I thought I did that.
And even though you personally didn't get the win, the club did get the win with a go-ahead run in the eighth inning, an extra inning
absolutely.
For a seven-inning game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's what I was saying. Our goal is just to win as many games as possible. You know, a lot of minor league baseball is about individual stuff, but at the end of the day, it really is team-oriented. And that's one reason I love this team. It doesn't matter who gets the win. As long as the team gets the win at the end of the day, it's all we care about.
Now, this is your first exposure to the professional game. You were drafted this season out of, I believe it was Grayson County Community College in Texas.
Yes, sir.
So, first of all, did you ever play with Grayson Huffman, who also went to the same school? And second question, how is the adjustment going?
Actually, I did play with Grayson. He was my roommate my freshman year, and it was awesome. We were both freshmen, and seeing his work ethic was unbelievable. And I happened to get redshirted, but I took a lot of what he did to be successful, and I kind of made it my own, and that helped me out the past 2 years. So he's just a great kid. I love him to death, and I'm glad he's been having success. And the adjustment, you know, it was a little big at first, but I thought I've done a pretty good job making that adjustment. I think what it is more than anything is just learning how to pitch to professional hitters. You know, in a junior college lineup especially, there's only two or three you have to worry about. From here, it's, you know, first batter to the ninth batter. They can all swing it. And so just learning how to keep them off balance, mixing up pitches, that was a big adjustment for me. But other than that, you know, I think I've managed everything else off the field pretty well.
So what would you say are the biggest things that you've been working on since, I guess, getting into extended spring training and then coming here and working with Antonio Caceres?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Antonio's a great guy, first of all. He's helped me a lot. In college, I was really wide, had a really wide base, and they wanted me to stand up taller and use my 6'4 frame. And so that's been the biggest thing in my mechanics. And then, as I noted earlier, working on the off-speed pitches, those two things combined have definitely made me a better pitcher so far, and I'm just looking forward to keep getting better.
Now, I noticed because, you know, personally, I hadn't heard a lot about you, I guess, mm-hmm. especially with guys coming out of junior colleges. They may go a little bit under the radar for those of us who aren't really watching the amateur game mm-hmm. and the colleges and high schools. But I was actually a little bit surprised in the first inning of yesterday's game. You got up to 94 and 95 miles an hour on the radar gun. Mm-hmm. You were tended to sit a little more around 92, 93. But is that something of your game that you're trying to, you know, work your way to sitting a little bit higher, or are you trying to just settle in and reach back when you need to with something a little bit more?
You know, velocity is interesting. We teach that we just really pitch to the glove and the velocity will come. It's something I'll take care of more in the off season. I'll work on arm strength, but right now I'm working more on fastball command. You know, it doesn't matter if we really throw 87 or 95 at this level, they can hit a fastball. And so more importantly is fastball command. But, you know, I've been up to 96, 97 a few times, and if I could get that velocity up higher, that would definitely be a good thing. And so I'll work on that hard in the off season and take that into next season for sure.
Now, I did notice yesterday that I particularly thought, and I have to confess that this ballpark is not the best for really scouting pitchers because mm-hmm. it's really tough to see the movement of the ball. But from where I was last night, it really looked like your changeup was really working well and that the hitters really couldn't tell that it was coming. Mm-hmm. And so is that – you mentioned that was the pitch that you were really working on going into last night's game. Mm-hmm. You know, what about it were you working on and what about it was new yesterday?
Yeah, you know, it was actually a completely new grip just about a month ago. I hadn't thrown a changeup at all in college, and so it was everything about it was new. But last night was the first time I had a really good feel for it, and you know, wasn't worried about where it was, more just about having a conviction in it. And I was complimenting that perfectly with my fastball, throwing it on the outside, letting the changeup follow right back through it, and just the change in speed itself was enough to keep him out in front of it, and I was getting a lot of swing and misses, and it had great depth, which is another thing I was looking to add. And so with the change of speed and then the depth, it was definitely a great pitch for me last night, and hopefully it'll just continue to get better.
Now let's talk a little bit about Bluefield. You know, you're a mm-hmm. Texas guy. What's it like coming out to Bluefield and getting your first taste of pro ball here?
You know, Bluefield is actually a lot like where I went to college in Grayson in Sherman, Texas. It's a little small hometown kind of feel, and I like it here. You know, it's not much to go do, so you're really focused on baseball. And we get to the field pretty early, stay late. There's not much to do around it, and so it really helps you stay oriented to what you're doing here in pro ball. And it's a great situation to start out, and I love it here, and I couldn't ask for a better place to start.
And tell us a little bit about your teammates, guys that you know, get along with, guys that you really admire what they're doing on the field, and you know, what do you think of some of these guys?
Oh, man, they're awesome. You know, we have great camaraderie, and that's what I mentioned earlier. You know, sometimes minor league baseball is team-oriented, individual-oriented, but this really is a good team. You know, Reggie Pruitt is one of our favorite guys we have here. He's the clown. But one guy I admire the most is Nash Knight, who just recently got promoted to Vancouver. You know, he was an undrafted guy. He just did everything hard, did it the right way, and it paid off for him. That's kind of a role I'd like to take on, just do everything the right way, do it hard, and it'll pay off for you in the end of the day.
Now, I actually heard that, you know, especially Dennis Holmberg really talks a lot about someone like Kevin Pillar, who mm-hmm. who was a later round draft pick and has really basically just worked his way to the major leagues, and mm-hmm. obviously there's a lot of talent there, but someone like Nash Knight sounds like a very similar type of story.
Absolutely.
was leading the league and hitting when mm-hmm. when he was promoted, and you know, even if it's a low round pick, obviously you were taken in the eighth round, so mm-hmm. a little bit higher up. Does that give you sort of the mentality that anyone can make it if they work hard enough and if they do all the things right?
Absolutely. You know, from the junior college I came, we have been known to produce a lot of professional ball players. I've seen guys go as high as the second round from John Lackey. You know, he's made it. And we've had guys all the way down to the 30th round and that are at the AAA level. And so having that in the system in junior college is big. These guys come back and they tell us what you need to do to get there. And now actually being here for the first time and seeing it, it makes you realize that you do have to go above and beyond what you've ever done to have success in this game. And seeing guys like Nash Knight, doesn't matter if you're a first rounder or 40th rounder, you can advance if you do the right things and perform. And so that does make sure, like, when I'm working hard, I know it'll get me there eventually. If not right now, not this year, not next year, but eventually.
But also, I think there's also got to be a healthy balance between baseball and being able to get away from it. So can you tell us, you know, what do you do and what do you sort of try to do to get away from the game and sort of, because it's a tough schedule. It's mm-hmm. You know, every day, and there aren't very many days off. So you've got to be able to do something to decompress, I guess.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit more about Kyle Weatherly and what he does when he's not obsessed about baseball.
You know, I'm actually an avid reader. I love to read classic literature books, and you know, I get a lot of stuff from my teammates about it. They call me a nerd, but you know, it's all with a grain of salt. They're all joking. It's a good time, but I do love to read. It's something that I'm not in school right now, and I like to stay up to date on current events, and so I'll read the news too. But classic literature is my go-to when I just need to kind of wind down after a game or if I'm bored. I love to read.
So what's on your reading list right now?
Right now I have Dante's Inferno. That's the one I'm on. I just finished Count of Monte Cristo, which is fantastic. And then I have a few other ones like the Iliad. That's going to be a long read. And then The Fountainhead. There's a few that I'm at right now. So I'm looking forward to it. They're going to be tough reads, but it'll be enjoyable for sure.
So this is definitely not like the Da Vinci Code. It's
heavier
stuff and more intellectual stuff.
Absolutely. You know, I just like to say in keeping with my intellectual side and you know, not separate from that, because I think at the end of the day, it does make you a better ball player too when you can have intelligence on the field also.
All right. Well, we're going to let Kyle Weatherly get back to his game prep. So that you can go out and outthink those hitters and keep up with the success. Have a great rest of the season down here in Bluefield and hopefully far beyond.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time.
That's it for episode number 56 of the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'd like to thank Matt Morgan, Bradley Jones, and Kyle Weatherly for joining me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @JaysFromAway. Come on back soon. Go Jays, go.